This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
This is the Fixer Sciatica Podcast.
Today we're tackling a topic that many people actually overlook, which is the danger zone of sciatica recovery. Now we know that sciatica can be debilitating and stopping you from doing the things that you love. But what happens when the pain actually starts to subside? When you finally feel like you're getting your life back, and this is actually where the danger zone lurks. You see, the problem isn't just getting rid of the pain, it's also staying pain-free. It's about preventing a relapse, and often the most common time for a relapse is when you're feeling fantastic and you think you're ready to jump back into everything that you love and did before you got hurt. We hear it all the time from professionals to take it easy or to ramp up gradually. But let's be honest, that's incredibly vague. And that brings to mind, what does this truly mean? And today we're actually going to be breaking down why this danger zone exists, and more importantly, how to actually navigate the danger zone safely so you can get back into doing the things that you love. First, let's understand why the danger zone happens and why it exists in the first place. And it actually boils down to a few key factors. Number one is going to be tissue healing time. So even though your pain might be significantly reduced, your tissues, which include your muscles, your nerves, your ligaments, and even bones, are actually still healing. And they actually need time to fully recover. And so just because the alarm bells, aka your pain, have quieted down, it doesn't mean that the repairs and recovery is complete. And so usually within the first 12 weeks of an injury, your body is going to still be healing. So during this time, it's actually important for you to focus on just making sure your body is in fact healing. But if you are outside the 12-week injury window, most of the things that actually need to heal are actually healed already. And at this point, pain does not always mean damage. And so take into account where or what the condition of your tissues are so you can plan and act accordingly. The second factor is going to be an inappropriate ramp-up phase. And so what that means is we often get too excited and we try to do too much too soon. And we often forget that we can actually modulate or change the activity in several ways, which includes the amount of time we do the activity, the intensity or how hard we go with that activity, the speed, and ultimately the technique. If you increase all of those factors at once, or if you change all of those factors at once, you're putting yourself at risk of injury or re-injuring and re-flaring up your pain. The third piece is what I like to call the inappropriate preparation for activity. So the question is, did you properly prepare your body? Did you do the necessary warm-up exercises and other techniques necessary to get you ready for the activity itself? And skipping these steps is kind of like driving a car with a cold engine and trying to drive it at top speed. It's not going to operate as well as it should, and you're also having a higher likelihood of getting re-injured. Number four is often going to be the inappropriate recovery post-activity, as in, we need to make sure not only are we doing the activity correctly, but we also need to focus on the recovery or how we focus on healing post-activity itself. So, did you do your post-activity stretches? What about your breathing exercises to actually calm down your nervous system? And let's not forget the actual power of good sleep. And so neglecting your recovery is going to be a recipe for a relapse. And so here we have these factors, knowing that they are going to be contributing to having a higher likelihood of getting re-injured. So what can we do to avoid falling into this trap of feeling great and then all of a sudden not feeling great? So here are my four effective...
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Strategies to actually help you return back into doing the things that you love. Number one is going to be what I like to call the rule of 15%. This is what you're going to be following. It's your golden rule. So instead of drastically increasing your activity, either the time or the intensity, the goal is to try to increase one or the other by about 15% week over week. This is going to be a gradual approach that's going to allow your body to adapt without overloading it. And so what does that look like? If you are a runner, start off with maybe a 5-minute run, and you'll do that 3 times a week. If all goes well during those 5-minute runs 3 times a week, you can increase the total by 15%. So 15% is about, it's about up to 7.5 minutes. So you're going to be increasing about 7.5 minutes 3 times a week. Or you can stay at your 5 minutes 3 times a week, and you can increase the speed of your run. Again, you're going to choose one or the other, and you can increase again week over week, giving yourself an opportunity to recover. The second part is actually going to be focusing on having a plan of getting back into the activity itself. So it's been quite some time since you've done your activity, say golf. You might actually need a little bit of a refresher on actually how to properly swing a golf club. So this is a perfect time to hire a trainer, hire a coach to help you go over your technique to make sure that you're doing everything correctly. Because more often than not, especially in the people that I see, a lot of pain because of activity is often because the activity was not executed properly. Set number three is going to be establishing a solid warm-up and recovery routine. Your job is to make these non-negotiable. You want to develop a consistent warm-up that prepares your body for the specific activity. What does that warm-up look like? It's going to vary based on person to person and thing that you're doing. And the purpose of a warm-up is to get your tissues ready and warm to actually do an activity such as exercising like weightlifting, running, or even walking. During this time, I also don't recommend stretching, because that will often improve flexibility, but can actually increase the or decrease the power output of your muscles. And it is actually not shown to make any sort of improvements when it comes to reducing your injury risk. However, there can be some benefits to implementing stretching post-workout, but that's also going to include breathing, foam rolling, and then also adequate rest, making sure that you're getting enough sleeping. As I said before, you don't necessarily have to stretch, but I find that preparing your tissues, I'm a huge fan of foam rolling and recovery walks as cool downs. Number four is going to be patient, and you got to listen to your body. And so this is probably one of the most important things. You have your objective measures and you have your strategies, but you need to listen to your body and see how it's responding. If you're feeling fantastic, that is giving you permission to increase the intensity a little bit more at the next week. If you're feeling a little bit more run down, or if you're feeling like your pain is starting to creep back, it gives us an opportunity to say, let's take a step back and reanalyze what's happening. Do we need to make changes to our plan so we can go back to this running or golfing or anything that you would like? Let's see how we can reformulate a plan to get back into those activities. And so remember, returning to the things that you love is absolutely possible, but it actually requires a smart, strategic approach. And so long gone are the days where we're just trying to figure it out on our own or just trying to go based off a feeling. The strategies I actually just laid out for you are tried and true methods to get you back into doing the things that you love in no time. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.